Welcome, everybody, to the Battleground Podcast. My name is Steve, and I give short podcasts about 20 minutes long. And today's topic is three very simple ways to motivate your team. And I would say you could double your profits, except for when I did this stuff, I did a lot better than just doubling my profits. I mean, in some of these individual cases, they went tenfold, a hundredfold what they were selling the year before. So I'm going to give you the quick and easy lowdown. Now, I run all my businesses. I started, built, and sold four of them. Three of them made me millions of bucks, and one of them was a disaster, but I learned a shit ton from that. And in a future podcast, I'll tell you what that business was and how I lost the money. But today, the number one of the three goals that you can do, the simple ways to just motivate your employees to just sell more and do more, is to simply post, we'll start with the big picture, your year-end goals. I did it in several ways. I would go to a graphic artist. Any print shop can do this. They can make up a simple thermometer that tracks your progress. You simply post a giant poster in your warehouse, in your office, where everybody can see it, about your annual goal. Like, what is the goal of your company? Is it to hit $3 million, $5 million? Whatever that goal is, you have this thermometer printed up, and every single week or day, you go and fill in the thermometer. So everybody, the entire office, can see you climbing towards your year-end goal. It doesn't just have to be a money goal. It could be any kind of a goal. You know, different things for different people. We'll get into some individual goals in a second. You know, it can be just produce five sales this month or whatever it might be. But you need to place this in a very conspicuous place that everybody can see it. So we're all on the same team. So we all feel together. So we all feel like we have one goal, one vision, one way forward. Most companies, and I'm going to probably tell you well over 90%, if I went to every single employee in the company, they wouldn't all know what the goal is. In my company, they knew exactly what the goal is because I did something even better than that thermometer for all to see up in the goal. At the end of the year, we would sit down and set next year's goal. And let's just say one of the goals was to hit $1 million. It was a big milestone for me 10 years ago or so. So I went out and I bought some high-end bourbon bottles. In fact, these were Jack Daniel's Jack Select bottles. And they used to run promos at the liquor store around Christmas time, and they would bring an etcher. And you could go up and I would buy literally, you know, 6, 8, 10 of these bottles, and I would have the man etch in there, Premier Ponds, $1 million, 2017. And I would put, you know, Mike Carrillo, Andrew Lingen, Steve Shinholzer, the name on the bottle. So when we would go out for Christmas dinner, you know, the New Year's dinner, where I would take everybody out to a really high-end dinner, and I would present them all with their own bourbon bottle. And we all, my whole company, we all love drinking bourbons. And I just made it special, you know, better than average bourbons. But they received a bottle and it had the company name, the company goal for the following year, and their name on it. And then we would all come back after the restaurant to my house and we would place all these bottles right up on a shelf in the warehouse. So they had to stare at these bottles for 1 year. So when you walked into my warehouse, you had not just a year-end goal that I was coloring in, trying to get to $1 million, but they each had up on the shelf with their name on it, a beautiful bottle filled with bourbon. I did it in different fashions. I got different types of bourbons and bottles. One time we went to crystal decanters, and one time I did crystal rock glasses, you know, and again, I would etch in, you can just go online and you don't have to go to the liquor store. You can just get this online, just say, you know, etched liquor bottles. Just Google it and you'll find somebody that'll make them and ship them. And for a few hundred bucks, you have every team member so bought in, it's ridiculous. So just basically make your big goal, your annual goal, known, tracked, progressed, and seen by everybody in the company every day. Number one, that will boost your sales and your goals and everything and make it so much easier than not. Why are you hiding all this stuff, by the way? I mean, you should just stand up and go, troop, our goal is $1 million. Everybody, we're all in. From the top to the bottom, we're all in. Number two, whiteboards. This can be in many, many forms. You could do it electronically. I did the old-fashioned whiteboard. I got a big dry erase whiteboard. You just go up to Office Depot and buy yourself one with a bunch of different pens. And I just simply would draw lines. I would just put Mike's team, Andrew's team. And during cleaning season, when we cleaned all these ponds, I would put on there two columns. One was how many ponds did they clean? Because it was a nice friendly competition. You know, they're each cleaning about three ponds a day, and they each cleaned about, you know, a couple of hundred ponds a year, you know, each. But they would track that so they would have a nice friendly competition and keep up with each other and push hard for each other and against each other in a very friendly way. And I would end up cleaning more ponds because of it. Number two, the second line I put up there is their upsells. And this is going to be a whole podcast later, but in my company, we upsell every job, every time. Let me just say that again. Every employee, when they go to their jobs, their job is to open their eyes, look around, and see what else could be of benefit to the owner. Maybe, you know, I'm outside. I just do ponds. I do some patios. We do some fire pits, the kind of thing, but zero landscaping. But I might have built the pond and I'm like, Mrs. Smith, are you ready for that patio this year? You've had the pond 3 years. It would look great right over here. And she goes, yeah, not ready this year, or, you know, and we would track that stuff. Mrs. Smith does not want patio this year. So next year, no matter who goes out and cleans that pond, they have a piece of paper and on it says, Mrs. Smith, been working a patio for 3 years. So they know when they go out to the job site, hey, I got a piece, I got a note here about a patio. What's up with the patio? What's this all about? What would you do with patio? That's our only job, just to bring up things that would make their life better. And because of it, they would sell a shit ton of stuff. My two top guys were selling $250 a piece in a little dinky pond business each year. $250. Now, if I'm selling upsell $250, and these are things that I'm already on the job for, I'm probably putting $150,000 in pure profit because upsells are way more profitable. They're rolling in at 70, 75% profit because you're already there. Everybody's already there. The truck's already there. The equipment's already there. So they would track that. And it was a friendly competition amongst one another to not just clean the most ponds, but to upsell the most. And let me tell you, my first year, I had two guys end up buying my company, Mike and Andrew. And Mike was a sales machine because he asked everybody everything. That's all. He was not pressure, not a used car salesman. He was just a big, galoop, lovable kind of guy. And he would just say, hey, you know, your lights are 10 years old in the pond. We got some really cool stuff out. Would you like to know what new lights might cost? That's all he did was ask. And I swear, 80% of the people he ever asked said yes. That was it. Andrew, at the end of his first year, when Andrew was first full-time year, and Mike was probably 4 years full-time with me by the time Andrew started, it got up to the, you know, the end of fall, we're winding down the year, and Mike's at $250,000 on the whiteboard, and Andrew's at $48,000. Now, I've never said anything the entire year. I don't have to say anything. And that's another great thing about this whiteboard. I don't have to do any of the reprimanding. Everybody can see who's doing what. And the rainmakers are the ones that are going to make the most money in my companies. Not the best people, not the nicest people. The people that make me the most money, I'm paying the most money because I have a hell of a structure in terms of commissions. Everybody, whatever they sell, I give them a flat 10% of the top line. 10%. So Mike is getting a bonus of $25,000. Now, Andrew's, his total sales, probably by October, were $48,000. And I just said, guys, come on over to the whiteboard. And it's me, Andrew, and Mike. And, you know, of course, Andrew's got his head down. Now, think about this. How do you deal with people and who are underperforming? I'll tell you how I did it. I just looked at the board, and I looked at Mike, and I said, Mike, could you share with Andrew whatever the hell you're doing to come up with $250,000 worth of sales? And that's all I said. And Mike gave Andrew just a couple things. He just basically said, I just ask everybody everything, every time. I just ask them. If they say yes, great. If they say no, great. But most people say yes. Now, Andrew, his problem and a lot of our problems, he carries a little crystal ball around in his back pocket. So he has this really unbelievable gift. He knows what people are thinking. He knows what they're going to say. He knows whether they're going to buy or not. Well, that's bullshit. He doesn't know shit. He thinks he does. He thinks he's smarter than them. He thinks he's smarter than the system. This is his ego that he just can't put aside. And every time I would say, you know, if I go up even after that point, I say, hey, did you check on Mrs. Smith about her patio? Ah, she says no every year. She's not buying it. Did you ask her? No, because I know she won't. Oh, okay. Could I borrow that crystal ball a year sometime? And he would get mad at me, but it was true. And it wasn't until in the very next year, Mike went back to 250, and I think Andrew sold 200. So he went from 48,000 to 200,000 in 1 year because he made himself ask. He threw away his crystal ball, laid down his ego, and he made himself ask. He got like a $4,800 bonus 1 year and a $20,000 bonus the very next year. And it's that simple because I put up a whiteboard right in the middle of the warehouse where everybody, including all the, you know, the employees, they could walk by and say, oh, Mike's team. And you were either on Mike's team or Andrew's team. And they're like, our team is building the most pond, but boy, we're really slacking. So now you got Andrew's own, you know, employees and team members with him going, hey, how about if I ask Mrs. Smith about that patio? Oh, sure. You know, so it's very friendly. It's not a bad thing. It is a good thing. So put a whiteboard up. So now you got your year in gold for everybody to see, maybe some nice bourbon bottles or something that everybody has to just lick their chops on for a year before they get it. And then these whiteboards with their own personal goals up there. You can do it with your company goals too. So they create some friendly competition.
Fighters, I want to tell you about an opportunity to grow your business to eight figures and beyond. In October of 2023, I will be keynoting at the Contractor Summit in Jacksonville, Florida. And I want to invite you to join me and several other kick-ass contractors as we guide you to create a strong five-year vision that's going to explode your business and profits. You're going to learn how to scale properly and not just creating a bigger mess, right? The last thing you want to do is scale a turd. So let's teach you how to scale properly. You're going to learn your numbers at a deeper level that will show, and we're also going to show you how to manage and lead your business by the numbers. So get your emotions out of it, okay? Or what about some real life, live coaching and Q&A up on the stage to help you with your current issues right now? There's all that and a bunch more stuff coming your way over the course of 3 days down in Jacksonville, Florida. So guys, go to thecontractorfight.com/Florida-summit. Come hang out with me and a bunch of other FWs. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.
And then the final thing, and I'm going to tell you what it is. And I'm going to tell you a story of how I lucked into it, because I truly lucked into it, is freedom. Freedom, whether it's absolute freedom or limited freedom, to all your employees to figure out how they will get the job done. Now, what happens is we go out there as owners, we start the company and we do the job our way. Then we bring on people, and if they're not doing it our way, they're a piece of shit, you know, and we just get mad at them. But we never teach them one or two times, here's how we do it. But let me start. Hey, how would you do it? I mean, would you stop and ask a new kid's been with you for a few months, would you do anything differently the way we just built this pond? or painted this house? No, because your ego thinks you are the best and you won't even give anybody else a shot. So many, many years ago, this is probably in 1990, I used to have a big pool company and we would manage 500 swimming pools, commercial swimming pools in the Baltimore, Washington, Frederick, Maryland, Northern Virginia area. I had a staff of 3,000 teenage lifeguards, three different offices, 50 full-time employees, 30 trucks, all the overhead you could ever imagine. We were doing about $12 million a year back then, which is like $30 million a year today, and a lifeguard business, basically. But it was awesome. But along with that came a hell of a lot of construction. We were doing just $2 million a year in construction, just fixing shit that was broken around the pool so the health department wouldn't close us down. Well, before you can get these pools ready, on Memorial Day to open up, you got to run around, you got to drain and clean 500 pools, fix 500 pools, inspect 500 pools, get the staff there, insurance, the whole thing. It is like truly a war. Well, I had five foremen just in my office, in my one office. I had five guys, five trucks, and five helpers. And each crew would run around all day long, and they would go to anywhere from one to maybe up to three, four stops, to replace 20 tile over here, 20 coping over there, caulk 100 feet over here, replace a small or a pool deck over there, or something like that, all over the place. And I was your typical egotistical owner, just like you. I started it. I built it. I worked my ass off. I can make thousands of dollars a day. And I was the man. And let me tell you something. Every day I would come in and I'd be like, God damn it, guys. None of you finish your job. What's the matter? And they would go, Steve, I think you lost touch with reality. You don't know what it's like in the field anymore. And this is the way it went. And I'm like, shit, I used to do that work in a day easy. Yeah, now a day for me was 20 hours. A day for them is only like 12. So the point is, one day they all came in and I was just really beside myself. And I was just like, and I pushed. I used a stick. I used to beat them up. I was quite the asshole, to tell you the truth. God damn it, guys, get out of here. Go get it done. Well, they came in one morning. They all sit on my couch. I had a big ass office, big ass desk, big couches and chairs so everybody could sit down. So the five foremen are in front of me. And they're like, it's the same old shit. They come in with the long faces. They're expecting me to just hand them a stack of stuff to do that day, beat them over the head and say, don't come back without it all done. But instead, I said, guys, I'm going to try something totally different today. I said, you see on my wall there? And I had a wall that was probably 20 feet long, full of literally hundreds and hundreds of repair maintenance tickets. Each ticket would say what we had to do at every pool. I said, guys, I tell you what, y'all could just go up to the wall and you could pick any tickets you want. And of course, I said, I got one rule. Every day you come back and that job cost thing that you're doing, I still want them every single morning. In other words, they would have to come in and hand me back the tickets, hand me back a job cost sheet with every ticket to let me know exactly how much money we made on every single job. I have one rule. You are coming back every day and you're profiting, pure profit of $1,500. Now that's times five guys, 6 days a week for three solid months. So that adds up to some pretty good money. And they looked at me, they're like, we can just get up and pick any ticket we want. See, some guys love concrete work. Some guys love tile work. Some love the caulk. Some love filter work, and some hated different aspects. So now I'm not giving them shit they might love or hate. They're going to the wall and they're going to pick out all the jobs they love. But they know the one rule. They got to go complete it. And they got a gross profit of $1,500. So they all jump up, grab the tickets. Go out for the day. We have a normal day. The next morning, I come back in. I'm sitting at my desk. And then them just, drolling in, long faces. Another hard day. Here's your goddamn, job costing reports. They fucking flew into my room, sat down. I mean, it was better energy than I've ever had. And I said, okay, guys, how'd you do? The first guy says, ah, man, I almost made it, but I didn't quite make it. I made $1,412 yesterday. And the next guy was like, I made $1,500. The next guy was like, I made $1,620. And it got all the way to the last guy. And he was like, I made $2,000 yesterday. And everybody looked, they gave me the paperwork, and they were like, at the beginning of a race, they were just waiting for me to like hit the gun so they could shoot out of the block, run up to the board. They all grab their tickets. You know, I get this to kind of arguing over the tickets, and they grab their tickets and they literally run out of the building. They go to the warehouse. They get there, each have their helpers. They load their trucks and they go. Next day they come back and they're in the office before I get in the office. And then like the first guy's like, yep, I did $2,000 today. 2,500. Oh man, I only did 1,800. Oh, I did 1,761 yesterday. And it was almost like I wasn't even in the room. They were like joshing around, messing around with each other in a very friendly, competitive way, bragging to one another, just like they went out with like a hot chick the night before and they get to brag about it. And that's what they were doing. They were bragging about their day. Now the whole time, what are they doing? They're making me a shit ton of money. And what am I not doing? I'm not having to beat them over the head. They are totally self-motivated. And that started my new way of doing shit. Guys, there's the board. Go pick your tickets. I'll see you tomorrow morning. And it went just like that. And I was like, how stupid have I been for 5 years to rule this roost with a stick when all I needed was a carrot and a good idea? And I'm giving you this good idea. And that is that friendly competition that you're going to create by not just giving them the freedom to figure things out. And you got to figure it out on your own level. I mean, you know, a lot of you just can't go, guys, there's a job, go do it. I mean, you got to go out there and babysit. You got to set them up. And even when I stepped away from the field, I would still go out there and set every job up. You know, tell them, here's how it's all supposed to look. Like I gave, here's the beginning. Here's the end. You got any questions about the middle that I'm not going over that you got to figure out? And if you do, ask me or call me. But otherwise, you know the end point. Go do it. I gave them the freedom to do it. I gave them the whiteboards to, in a friendly manner, track each other and see how they're doing against the company. And everybody knows who makes what in my company. They know everybody's salary. They know their commission structure. They know how much the people by the hour are making. And their goal is to make everybody make more money, period. And then the big picture, I would put that big thermometer up on the wall and have the whole company, along with the bourbon bottles up there, just be motivated. That was a really motivation. You see, all of this is just the way you're motivating your people to perform better. You can beat them up all the time, just like your parents probably did to you. Or you can love them and nurture them in a very great way. And all you're doing is just making two trips to the bank instead of one. It is satisfying. And it's satisfying for all. They're happier. You're happier. The company as a whole happier. And let me tell you something. You want to start retaining some employees for, you know, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. So you literally are running a well-oiled machine. This is the easy way to do it. So folks, I want to thank you a lot for showing up today. You'll get these quick little tidbits that hopefully will make you a boatload of money in the future. So with that, I will see you next time. Steve out.